This is Lauren, and you can reach me at 1-800-356-6169 and visit my blog at humiliationnation.com. This is Public Humiliation, or the Fetish of Exhibitionism and Exposure. I've been fascinated by flashers since I was a kid. It was horrible, it was sick, and it was funny as hell. As I've told you all, though it's hard to believe from a phone humiliatrix, I'm a farm girl, which implies comes from a very small town. More than an implication. I lived in Tennessee growing up, and Knoxville was the closest big town, and my aunt just happened to live there in the suburbs. So for shopping excursions, my mom would take me to the big city to shop. On one such occasion, a man in a stereotypical trench coat jumped from behind a parked car and showed us what God gave him, or in his case, didn't give him. My mom was horrified, but I couldn't stop laughing. I still remember his black old man socks bunching up around his horrid day-glow white ankles as he ran away. I wondered what kind of thrill he'd gotten from it. I don't think he had expected me to be there. He seemed disconcerted and shut his coat immediately. I got the impression my mother, an attractive petite woman with jet black hair and nice figure, had been the object of his desire. And I always wondered what he'd expected her to do, to laugh, to scream, to run away. I'll never know what that long-ago fetish exhibitionist sought through his exposure, but it surely shaped me a bit. My failing is that I long to understand the motivation, the inner drives of those fetish players who take it just a little too far. I want to know why, so I might exploit it more readily in my public humiliation junkies, so I might guide them in their exposure safely, sanely, and excitedly. You wouldn't believe the number of chronic masturbators I talk to from their cars, on their cell phones, sometimes not even Bluetooth enabled. These wankers are putting their lives at risk and others for the cheap thrill of masturbation while driving. Now, as with anything else, there are exceptions. Caught in traffic with no end to the jam in sight? Why not take out your boner and rub one out to ease that creeping sense of frustration? Otherwise, perhaps you should find a parking lot. Caught with a hard-on during that big meeting? Slip out to the executive restroom and masturbate furiously in one of the stalls, knowing your boss could walk in at any time. Your secretary wearing a skirt that makes a miniskirt look long? Lock the door and lock your pants and stroke, 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 and dream about that hottie catching you. What's the ideal parking lot, you ask? I've been educated thoroughly by my public humiliation junkies. Strip malls with tanning salons or manicurists are often targets as the opportunity to humiliate themselves in the presence of hot, high-maintenance women drives them insane. Some cruise college campuses hoping some hot cohead will laugh at his little smoky-sized pencil dick. Some even fall back on the stereotype flasher gear I witnessed. But the fact remains, most of them want to be seen by someone of the opposite sex, or they'd never venture out cock in hand. What's the right way to masturbate at work? Well, for one thing, make sure you keep your cache clean on your computer. You don't want the dudes down in IT laughing at your tranny porn habit. Next, make sure your office door is locked, or if you slipped into the restroom, that the lock on your stall is secure. When you've finished, make sure you clean up well. A stray glob of man's splooge could very well give your game away. And for God's sake, when you're finished, wash your hands. No one wants to carry your DNA around with them after an innocent handshake. I know the exposure is the turn-on. The thrill of getting caught drives your adrenaline sky high. While your cock is in your hand and you're wanking, once your cum is spurting, the only thrill left is the one that comes when someone sees. You want someone to watch. You crave an audience. So I'm offering you one, complete with the thrill of humiliation. I love watching public humiliation junkies wank on webcam, take screenshots, and then post them to my blog. So, do you still want to be a star? I'm ready, willing, and more than able to make you one stroker, so let's play. This is Lauren at 1-800-356-6169.